Good morning, Robbo, and how are you today? That's my special radio voice I only use for you.
Oh, I see. All right, here
okay,
we
let me
go.
Clear my throat.
Reseda, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Robbo. It's chilly.
It is, indeed. Hey, this weekend, though, it'll be warming the cockles of our hearts because, of course, it's Mother's Day.
It is. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, so am I. So what do you recommend? Firstly, let's talk about Miss Batterhams and Mackenzie Quarters and what you're doing for Mother's Day.
Well, we have gone on a champagne and caviar event.
Oh, wow.
I thought it's time to help Mum celebrate.
Yeah, not Russian caviar, I hope.
No. We're going, no. Italian caviar.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know Italians had caviar, but they do.
Well,
there
I guess,
you go.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've got a champagne and caviar special. So for the lucky mums who've booked in for lunch, we've still got some space for dinner, but we're pretty booked out for lunch at the moment. So
terrific. Well, remember that if you want to, folks, Ms. Batterhams. And that sounds absolutely gorgeous. What about some of the other places? What's happening?
Well, there's lots going on around town. And I think there's lots for everyone. Some people want to sit down and have that lazy lunch. And some people want to go on a picnic. And some families are more active, so they want to walk and talk. So I've kind of thought about a selection of options for us all.
Okay.
So what I love that some of the cafes are doing, particularly Percy and Percy, they're doing a Mother's Day hamper.
Oh.
So you collect it on the Saturday and then it's got all sort of the breakfast and bits and bobs that you need to impress Mum, and then you pop it out on the Sunday for them.
Oh, wow. And that looks so good too.
You look organised, you know. Right?
Oh, yeah, look organised, looks impressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So I love what they're doing. I also love the breakfast idea of sort of being able to walk and chat and an activity, because some mums obviously have got younger kids. So what can you do to entertain the younger kids? Well, I love the Lake Waroona.
Yeah.
And there's two really good cafes there that do fabulous breakfast, the Boardwalk.
Yes.
And the newcomer to the table, which is the Fox and the Giraffe.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Boardwalk actually, but I've been to the Fox and Giraffe. That's
How
nice.
How great
I like
is
that.
It?
Yeah.
And they've got that
terrific.
Really cute little area out the front.
Yeah.
And their service is lovely. They're very friendly. So.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, that's a great idea. And sort of, you can either go there after the walk, or, as I would prefer to do, have something to eat, then walk it off a bit.
That's a good idea.
Around the lake.
Yeah. Walk off your bacon.
Yeah.
I know. lunch-wise, I love, and Bendigo does do pubs very well, let's face it. There were 52 pubs in Bendigo once upon a time.
Really?
Yeah, 52.
There's still a lot.
There's still a very, very many.
I might do that one Saturday, go around and count them all.
Good luck. Would you have a beer at every pub?
It could be thirsty work.
I'm not sure you're going to get through 52.
No, I think I'd lose. I think I'd lose count after a dozen or so.
Well, I love the Gold Mines,
mm-hmm.
the old Gold Mines Hotel pub. That is like a posh pub.
Yeah.
So they do really great food. They've got open for lunch and dinner, and they have a beautiful garden area. So if Mum likes gardens and, you know, so you can wander around there after or before, again, work off the, you know, I don't know, schnitzel or the steak or whatever you've had for lunch. Or the wine.
Yes.
And the other, speaking of wines, I think the other great thing about Bendigo is we're surrounded by some wonderful wineries.
Yes.
And so my pick would be to head out to Balgownie. They're in Maiden Gully. They've got great parking out there, and you can wander through the vines. And I think they do breakfast and lunch, but I'm thinking more lunch, dinner is where I would go. And tastings and wine tastings as well.
That sounds very, very civilised.
I hope my kids have prepared one of those things. Listening, I hope they are, and have prepared one of those for us.
What about favourite meals from your mummy?
So my mummy's like a really, really good cook.
Right.
And when I was growing up, she was always like, come and learn how to cook. And I was like, no. But one thing she did teach me how to do was cook a very mean lamb roast.
Yeah.
She cooks an amazing lamb roast. And she does all of the trims. So she does the lamb, and then she does the peas, and then she does obviously the potatoes, and, you know, they're all crispy. She does like a tomato pie. When I say that out loud, it sounds a bit odd, but basically it's sort of baked tomatoes and onions with like a crumb on top, like a breadcrumb on top.
Oh, that sounds
super,
nice.
Super delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
And gravy. She makes the gravy from scratch, and it is to die for.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, my dear mum doesn't do much cooking these days because she's been dead for a number of years. But short loin lamb chops.
Lamb. It's about the lamb, isn't it, with the mums?
Yeah, and mashed taties and peas. I mean, that was the rule, the standard. And, you know, I know it's politically incorrect in some respects, I guess, but you get the little short loin lamb chops and they've got the huge amount of fat on the side of it. Cover it in salt.
Yep, that doesn't sound like a heart attack happening, does it? It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you. Bye.